The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Welcome to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Lance Lasowski, joined by Catherine Fitzgerald. It's playoff time, Catherine.
It's here.
It's here. No big surprises coming out of Week 18. Going into it, we thought that the Bills would probably end up as the sixth seed and go to Jacksonville. Well, the Bills are the sixth seed, and they're going to Jacksonville. And it sets up a pretty interesting scenario here. We didn't expect the Bills to get a home playoff game. Losing at Miami and Houston really killed their chances. And here we are, barring some, I won't call it a miracle, but very unexpected events.
Yes.
This team is going to have to win three games on the road to make it to the Super Bowl. And only five teams have done that since 1970. So the odds are stacked against them.
Those are tough odds, and I would say you factor in how the Bills have done on the road recently, and it gets tougher.
Yes. Sort of Jekyll and Hyde. They've had some good moments, of course, but they've also been very ugly. You think about the games in Miami, Houston, and Atlanta. And the common thread, Catherine, at least in my opinion, is just it's turnovers. It's self-inflicted mistakes. It's fumbling the ball. It's interceptions. It's taking, well, the sacks happened in different ways, but taking sacks, those negative plays that you just can't afford when the margin of error is even more thin.
Yeah, I would say there's been many times after these losses on the road where we've talked to players and even Josh Allen has been like, well, it's obvious we can't throw away the ball.
Yeah.
Like it's simple.
Yeah.
You can't give up possessions to teams, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah. And this Jaguars team is very good at taking the ball away.
They
Their
are.
Defense has forced 31 turnovers. They've scored over 100 points off of those turnovers.
Yeah.
It is giving them, if they're not able to score, they're getting great field position. And they happen to have one of the best kickers in the league. Whereas, you know, the Bills, they don't know who their kicker is going to be right now, Catherine.
Could be you, Lance.
It may be me. Yeah, I'll go with the one bar helmet like the old school kickers. It is a very interesting matchup though for this team, and it's not like, you know, if you're the Bills, it's not like you can just completely change the way you do things when you go on the road. There's no, you know, I think back to other, you know, coming from hockey, you know, I remember coaches I've covered who have, all right, we're not going to do a morning skate on the road. It changed their routines.
Okay.
You really can't do that in football. So it does come down to simply being, as Sean McDermott put it, being sound and disciplined.
Yeah.
It's not making those critical errors. This team's done a lot better job of not taking boneheaded penalties. That's another thing that can kill you on the road. But, and we're going to get into more of the detailed matchups here. And I'm not, to me, Catherine, I know, like, it's so, you have to talk about the past in so many ways when it comes to this team, but this is a different team than it was last season.
Yeah.
You have more experience in different spots. You know, it's, you know, I think Sean McDermott refers to them as scars that you develop over time by losing some of these games. And
sure,
it is a wild card game. I know they've had some issues in Jacksonville previously, but this team is very different, and this team's going to have to really hone in on some of the mistakes that they made throughout the season.
With the Bills offense, we're coming off a game that's a little hard to glean much from, just given how many backups they were playing. And it was good to get those guys reps, but they're going to be back to Josh Allen and company for the playoffs, obviously.
Didn't go well in Week 17 against the Philadelphia Eagles. That was a tough note to end on for the regular season. There's a lot of reasons why. The biggest one was Josh Allen's right foot.
Yes.
Not commenting on the size of his foot, but the significant problem that it caused. And this Jaguars defense is really good. Now, we can sit here and talk about their top-ranked run defense, which is going to play a key role in this game, because when the Bills haven't been able to use James Cook effectively, they've had trouble winning football games.
Yeah.
But it's not just their run defense. Their pass defense, Catherine, is very good, and a lot of it is the chaos that they create at the line of scrimmage. This is a big Deion Dawkins game. Deion Dawkins is going to be on an island against Josh Hines-Allen, who is one of the best edge rushers in the league, and the Bills can't completely structure their game plan around avoiding Hines-Allen the way they did against Myles Garrett.
Exactly.
And we saw the way that it impacted what they were able to do in Cleveland by just rolling right, running away from Garrett. You can't do that in this game.
No.
So Deion Dawkins needs to win his one-on-one matchups against Hines-Allen, and he lines up 75% of the time, again, according to Next Gen stats, right across from the left tackle.
I think that'll be such an interesting matchup, where it is good that Deion is not coming off a week where he's been ill. at least sitting Tuesday, that so far as we know. But that's going to be so key. We talked to Joe Brady Monday about, you know, that consistency from Deion and what that'll mean at that matchup. And I think that'll dictate so much where, like you said, they can't play it the way they did Cleveland and just totally focus it on one part of the defense because there's too many playmakers over there.
Yeah, there certainly are. Devin Lloyd, their linebacker, is one of them. And I mean, that group of linebackers is very athletic and they're good at covering tight ends. And we know how important the tight ends are to what the Bills do in the passing game. I think one of the few notable developments out of that Week 18 game, Catherine, that really means something for the playoffs is Dalton Kincaid looked healthy. Three catches for 48 yards. Sean McDermott said he played him because he wanted some wind at his back going into the playoffs. I like that one. And it's not just him. It's Dawson Knox had a really strong finish to the season. And if one of those tight ends can't make a big impact in this game, Catherine, who's it going to be? Because those Jacksonville corners have really shut down opposing wide receivers the last several weeks. Now, it is important to note that Jacksonville's faced a ton of backup and rookie quarterbacks toward the second half of the season, which inflates their stats a little bit. But still, this has to be, you know, you need somebody to emerge in that group. We've talked about it all season. Brandon Cooks made some really impressive plays against Philadelphia. Is he going to be somebody? I mean, they sat him in week 18, Catherine. That tells me that Brandon Cooks is one of their top guys. He's going to be a prominent player in their playoff plan. So it's going to be him, Shakir. Can they get something out of Josh Palmer? Who is going to emerge as a difference maker? I mean, I liked what Keon Coleman did against the Jets backups, but it really does seem like he's out of this rotation. And the three that we really, the top three we need to be focusing on are Palmer, Cooks, and Shakir.
Yeah, I think sitting Cooks against the Jets was so significant where, you know, we heard that he was telling Joe Brady, like, no, I want to play. I want to play. But they obviously found reason to be like, no, let's keep you for the long haul.
This is a very, it's difficult to evaluate Josh Allen's season. Yes. Statistically, if you measure it against his MVP campaign, it's very similar. Just a lot more turnovers, a lot more sacks. Yeah. And those, you know, we touched on it in the first segment, but those are areas, and he knows it, they need to be cleaned up. Because you look at that sack total, you know, 40 is a career high. That's not just on the offensive line. And Josh Allen admitted it last week. A lot of those are on him. It's holding the ball too long. It's not recognizing when you have to just throw the ball away. And it's okay. You know, there's certain circumstances where it's okay to take a sack like that. He makes incredible plays that you think are going to be impossible to get them, whether it be a first down or a touchdown. But at the same time, like the one against Philadelphia, took him out of field goal range. And that adds up over the course of a game. And we're talking about going against a really good defense this week. You can't afford to have those. And holding the ball too long, it's just, I know some of that is your receiver's not open, but also it's him not willing to take what the defense gives him. And this is going to be a big, in the playoffs, you can't just continue to search downfield. You have to take what they give you. I know, like, it was funny on this week, a lot of people were pointing out that the Bills throwing behind the sticks on third down and relying on yards after the catch. Well, that's a big part of their offense. And they convert so many of those. Yeah. I would argue Josh Allen needs to take more of those on earlier downs to make it easier on himself and avoid those third and long situations that allow a pass rush like Jacksonville's to get home.
Yeah, I think it was interesting hearing his comments because Josh Allen, he is so quick to put things on himself. But I think when it comes to those sacks, you know, he took this last week to kind of go over some of them. Joe Brady told us in addition to other things, since he was preparing differently for the Jets game. But I think just kind of when you look at those totals, like, what are you able to find that you could change at this point in the season? And some of it has to be on Allen himself.
Yeah, and the right foot is a storyline going into
for sure.
How healthy is he? Joe Brady acknowledged that in the second half of that Philadelphia game, he had to change his strategy, his play calling, based on how Josh Allen was feeling. The soreness came back. It was very smart of Sean McDermott to sit Allen for week 18, all but one play, so the start streak could continue. How much of a difference that makes? How does it impact his ability to make plays with his legs? I mean, like Jacksonville, they do a good job of containing quarterbacks, leaving the pocket. But Josh Allen, even posing a threat, it creates so much for this offense, and the Bills are going to need it against Jacksonville. A big question going into this game, Catherine, which version of the Bills defense are we going to see? Now, Tre'Davious White, I think, hit the nail on the head after the game in week 18 that group's trending up at the right time. Bobby Babich agreed with that. Let's look at a couple of stats I want to give you. Since week 12, The Bills, second in yards allowed per game, ninth in points allowed per game, second in passing yards allowed per game, 10th in rushing yards allowed per game, and first in completion percentage.
All right.
Part of that is I think that secondary has really rounded into form. Tre'Davious White has been a huge part of that, as well as Christian Benford. But I also think you look around the defense, guys in key spots are getting healthier. Matt Milano's playing a lot better. Taron Johnson's playing a lot better. But one of the keys to this game is going to be for those pass rushers to get home. Now, Sean McDermott sat Greg Rousseau and Joey Bosa in week 18 to make sure they're fresh going to the playoffs. Trevor Lawrence is very good if you allow him to get comfortable in the pocket. Another stat for you.
All right.
If Trevor Lawrence has a clean pocket, Catherine, so if he's not blitz, if he's allowed to just stand and make a throw, 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions over his last six games.
Ah.
Yeah. Sean McDermott can't rely on blitzing in this game. He doesn't want to. So this has to be a big game for Joey Bosa and Greg Rousseau.
Yes, I think that rust was critical. Bosa obviously still dealing with some injuries, but I think even just to get that pass rush as effective as possible, you know, you use the phrase Jekyll and Hyde earlier in the podcast. I think that's what we've seen with this defense sometimes within games. So who do we get and when do we get them? You know, do they show up in the first quarter? Or do they show up in the second half like they sometimes have? You can't really afford that in the playoffs anymore.
Can't start slow. They allowed the first touchdown, I think, in 8 consecutive games going into week 18. You don't want to play from behind. It's a bad spot to be in. Jacksonville's not great at running the ball. I mean, Travis Etienne, he ran for over 1,000 yards, but if you look at all the metrics, not a great running team. A lot of what you have to do, though, is not allow them to keep you off balance. Trevor Lawrence gets out of the pocket. The Bills allow a lot of yards to scrambling quarterbacks at times. Can't let him extend the play. And can these other defensive linemen contribute? They played Matthew Judon in week 18. He got one pressure, I believe, in like 18 pass rush snaps. So expectations should be low for him. But then you're looking at AJ Epenesa. Can Javon Solomon kind of earn a role here? Deion Walker. Like that defensive front needs to be a lot better than it has been for a lot of the season. We've seen highs. You know, I think about that Kansas City game. That is by far, I think, the best that defensive line collectively has looked. Can they replicate that kind of performance? And a lot of that, it's going to be game planning. You know, like Liam Cohen, such a creative play caller that he catches you off guard a little bit. Some of these games where, you know, McDermott and Babbage had to create a plan to really make a quarterback uncomfortable, and they weren't able to do it against Cincinnati, but they were able to do it against Kansas City. And can they replicate that against Jacksonville?
I think they can.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you look at it kind of given the time to prepare for this game where they didn't know necessarily who they were going to play. They all were very much like, no, we were just focused on the Jets last week. But there were advanced scouts who were kind of preparing for different things, different scenarios. But I think, you know, just kind of you look around that Bills defense. I want to talk about depth at cornerback.
Yeah,
for a second.
That is an important one for sure.
With Maxwell Harrison likely to miss this game, Sean McDermott told us Monday. Tre'Davious White, as you said, has been playing great. Christian Benford, I'm, you know, so impressed with what he's done this season. But what happens if something happens to one of them?
We saw it in the playoffs last year, right?
Yeah.
And those injuries that happened in that Kansas City game in particular influenced Brandon Bean's offseason plan by bringing back Tre'Davious White, drafting Maxwell Harrison in the first round. And you look behind Trey White and Christian Benford right now, Catherine, and it's Dane Jackson.
Yeah, he was out of practice squad elevations going into week 18, so wasn't an option there. They can elevate him now, but you know, he just hasn't had time on task in this defense. Just recently, you know, has had less time on task. And it's, you know, not to take away from Dane at all, but they missed Jamarcus Ingram.
Yeah, they missed Jamarcus Ingram, and it just goes back. I mean, they took a risk with the Darius Slay decision. It cost them Ingram, who, of course, it's not like he's going to come in and be your number one corner, but
they
spent years developing Jamarcus Ingram. He knows their defense. He's somebody that they trusted quite a bit based on Sean McDermott's reaction to the whole ordeal.
For sure.
So now, yes, there is pressure on Dane Jackson. Does somebody come available that they can bring in? Their only other guy on the practice squad who may be an option at boundary cornerback is MJ Devonshire, who has never appeared in an NFL regular season game.
Yeah.
So how does that – because this is – not even that, and that's a problem not only for this week but moving forward. It's just this is going to be a challenging game to where if you lost a corner, it would be a tough spot. They've got really good receivers in Jacksonville, even with, you know, Travis Hunter, the second overall pick, out for the season. They've got Brian Thomas Jr. They got Jacoby Myers and Parker Washington, guys that can move around the formation. So, yeah, they're, you know, it was smart, of course, to rest Christian Benford in week 18, but Sean McDermott admitted he wished he could have sat all of them.
Yeah. But you just don't have the roster to do that right now.
And Jordan Poyer's another injury that'll be important to monitor as the week goes along here. Hamstring, sat out week 18. Sean McDermott told us on Monday that Poyer's progressing.
Improving, yeah,
they'll see how it goes in the week. You know, they gave Darnell Savage some run at safety in that Jets game. And, you know, tough to evaluate that one based on how it goes. But, yeah, they're, you know, linebacker, that position group has really rounded itself together, I think, throughout the season. We'll see about Terrell Bernard, but between Shaq Thompson exceeding expectations, Matt Milano getting healthy, and Dorian Williams being a nice, versatile player that you can blitz and do different things with. Like, you know, I know that this defense does not look the way that the Bills intended or fans expected at the start of the season. No Ed Oliver, Taylor Rapp's out for the year, you know, Landon Jackson's out for the year, but they really do feel some confidence going into these playoffs with the way some of the younger guys have progressed. Just their key areas, right, that we've talked about all year. They need to stop the run. They need to get off the field on third down. There have been certain issues that have popped up that they just can't afford for those to be real hot spots in Jacksonville and, you know, and beyond if they win this game.
Yes, there's much at stake.
There is.
We'll have a playoff section this week in addition to our usual reporting. So make sure you're reading along at BuffaloNews.com, subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. And no matter what happens, we'll be back next week.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations. Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.